Good afternoon, everyone. This is Lily44 at Blog Talk Radio. It is June 18th, 2009. My show starts at 8 o'clock, and I would like to discuss tonight two different subjects. They're actually seven subjects because they connect with each other. But I want to use them in conjunction with each other. I'll say it that way. And I also have a little surprise for you. I have a poem that was written by a good friend of mine. His name is Byron Singleton, and he works with me. And he's also one of our chaplains at my job. And he wrote a very beautiful poem about his father. First of all, let me say, to all of the fathers out there who are truly fathers, happy Father's Day. And I didn't get an opportunity because it's been about a month since I've been on the radio, and I apologize for that. There was a lot of stuff going on with me at the time, personal stuff that I had to take care of, so I had to make a choice of actually working what I'm doing opposed to my radio show. And I'm going to, like I said before, and I've said this several times, how much more time I'm going to be dedicating to my radio show, trying to drum up me some more guests to interview. Mr. Johnson, or Dr. Johnson, that is anxious to come back on and talk about his second book, And I told him as soon as I get the place and the time, I will be interviewing him again for his book. So he's very excited about doing his interview with me the last time. So I'm coming to you tonight, and I want to, first of all, I want to talk about love. I guess you say, what do I know about love? I can't say I know a lot about love. Love is a very touchy subject for a lot of people. I talk about it so freely because I'm at a point in my life where when I say love, I want it to mean something to me. I don't want to just say it as loosely as I say, hello, how are you doing? I want to be able to use it in a way that will project that I'm being for real. When I talk about love tonight, it's dealing with relationships, how we as women and some men perceive ourselves being in love, and how hard it is for us to love others when we can't love ourselves. I want to say, first of all, I didn't give you my call-in number. Just give me a second here. I have to make sure I have my notes in order. I want to say the weather down here is beautiful in Louisiana, in this area where I'm in, central Louisiana. We've been having very hot weather, 90-something degrees. It's been going on for a while now. And it's kind of kept everybody going straight home in the afternoons, opposed to, you know, hanging out, you know, straight home to get out the heat. For some reason, I'm having a little technical difficulties today with my show, for some reason. Let's see if I can get it to come up like it's supposed to. Anyway, while I'm waiting on that to perform its duties, I would like to say welcome back a lot of our soldiers who are coming back, and there's going to be a lot of them that are going to miss this Father's Day. And I'm sorry to hear that, because Father's Day is a very important day, an event, and we sometimes take advantage of the ideal that Daddy's always there and Daddy's always able to get us out of trouble, or, you know, he's there to comfort us. And there's times when, you know, we wish Daddy was there and he's not there. Okay, let's move on. I'm going to start off by talking about relationships, as I said before, and I'm talking about women, because I can't really talk about men because I'm not a man. So I only can kind of really discuss a woman's point of view when we get into situations. May I ask this question to all you women out there? And for the last couple of days, me and my girlfriends at work, or I'll say coworkers, we have been discussing the topics about men. And I want to know, if someone can answer this question for me, why do we think that we as women have to settle for anything or anybody? Why can't we learn to enjoy ourselves first? I ask this question simply because I know there are a lot of women out there who feel that they have to have a man. Oh, you know, to each his own, and I say that and I mean it from my heart, to each his own. If that's what you choose to have, then have a man, if that's what you want. But you have to understand, how can you love that man when you don't love yourself? Excuse me. Do you understand what I'm saying when I say that? How can you love someone else when you don't love yourself? Why is it so hard for you to love yourself, but you're so willing and so easily to holler, but I love him, but I love him? Do you truly know what love is? Have you really thought about what love is? And how important it is for us to take time out and love ourselves? There are women who are in these lopsided relationships. They are very unhappy because they don't know how to get out of it. They discover this after they realize that they could have done all this by themselves or survived by themselves. We're so afraid of being alone and not able to care and love for others, or we give love to others and not give ourselves love. So when the man walks out or when it's all over with, we're desperate to get someone else in before it's time or before we had a chance to heal. What amazes me is that insecurity and low self-esteem that we find ourselves having after all of this has happened, we don't recognize the degree we possess when we do these things, when we go to the point where we're depressed and we're out of shape, we act like we can't live on when our men leave, or when we decide that we want better in our lives. It's hard at first. You know, you're going to go through a period of time when, you know what, I can't do this. And, yeah, there's going to be phone calls. There's going to be what I say, quote-unquote, booty calls in between you trying to heal and move on, because he's got to do that. I mean, he has to realize that, you know, he's serving a purpose. And, oh, she can't live without me, or she can't do this without me, so I have to be there. So I'm going to allow her to keep calling me, even though I've moved on. He's moved on, but you haven't. I get so surprised at women who are very educated. You know, they have a lot of book sense, but they don't have a common knowledge sense, that he was never good for you in the first place. But we won't recognize that. We don't know how to recognize that he's not good for us. We forget that, you know, well, he served a purpose. What purpose did he serve? I want to know what purpose does he serve. If you're paying for everything and you're doing everything, what purpose is he serving? You know, what is he doing to make your life easier in the relationship? You know, what is he doing? And how do we handle that from here? You know what I'm saying? Once we've made that decision. If you have kids that's in the relationship, if you've had kids before you met him and you're in a relationship with this person, what do you think you're telling your daughters? Especially when the man is disrespectful, he's fooling around on you, he's cheating, he's hanging in the streets, he's not doing anything he's supposed to do as being your boyfriend or your lover or whatever you want to call him. So you're in a rut with him. And you have no way of getting out, and the only way you can get out is to let him go. And that's why I say, wouldn't it be easier if you loved yourself first, be more
self-assured of who you are. Have confidence in yourself that you can do this. I can be alone. I can have a relationship that's providing my kids with a positive atmosphere. We don't want to talk about that. We don't want to talk about how important it is that our kids can make a big difference in our decision making when it comes to relationships. So we don't think that they're important enough that we have to, you know, we find ourselves all about us. We're not about the children. We're all about ourselves and how it can really, really affect us and affect our children. I'm going to stop for a second, and I want to give you my call-in number. My call-in number is 347-677-1749. I'll repeat that, 347-677-1749. As I was saying, how important it is for us to love ourselves, and if we have children, to spend time with our children. And I know sometimes we're afraid to be alone, and, you know, we get desperate, and whoever comes first is who we want in our life, and we don't take time out to learn that person. Meeting a person in a bar is not the answer. Meeting them in a club is not the answer, you know. And you have to be careful. Give yourself some time before you bring this person around your children. We don't do that. Before you know it, he's moved in. You know, all of a sudden, you got an Uncle Ray Ray staying there, and there's no Uncle Ray Ray. You know, your children know that you have no brother named Ray Ray. When we have happiness within ourselves and we find a positive attitude toward ourselves and for our children, we have a lot to look forward to when it comes to raising our children. You know, yeah, they might be desperate for a father, but when they're used to mom being around and being that support system, actually, to be honest with you, not saying that a dad is not needed and the father is not part of the family and he needs to be there, but you can't force a man to stay with you. And if he was not happy with you and he moved on, then you need to move on. You need to realize that even though you've changed and he's changed, doesn't mean that you guys have to put the children in the middle of it. You know what I'm saying? You need to understand that that child needs both of you as parents. You have to sit down and explain to them and get them to understand how important it is for you guys to continue to stay on a positive note with them, with the children. And it's hard. It's hard. Especially when you have a household, like nowadays, a household, most households are ran by women, single women. Because for some reason, I just feel like men have given up. They fought for years, 200, 300, 400 years, and they've given up, and now the woman has to step up and do what she has to do. But on the same hand, there are women out there, there's women out there who are not stepping up and doing their job. You know, you're neglecting your children mentally, emotionally, physically. You're neglecting your children because you're more interested in you're getting, well, I don't want to be alone, and I deserve to have this, and I deserve to have that. But you fail to realize those kids didn't ask to come here. You brought those kids in the world. They didn't ask to come here. So you have a responsibility, and your responsibility is maintaining your children. The man will always be there, and he'll come and go. But your children are who you need to take care of first. You need to understand that they're very important, and they deserve what comes to them, the positive things that happen for them. And you as a mother, you have to sacrifice. And we don't want to do that. Women don't want to do that. You know, we'll sacrifice for our men, but we won't sacrifice for our children. We'll sit up and wait all night for a man to call us. They say it in the songs all the time. But you won't sacrifice time out for your child. What's more important? your man or your child. Me, my child. My child is important to me. My child will make me or break me. Men come and go, and I say it all the time. Men come and go. But your child is going to be there through thick and thin, always. They'll be the ones who take care of you in the end if you take care of them. And that's just the way I see it when it comes to children. When my show started this afternoon, this evening, that is, it started off kind of rough. I don't know if it was just my computer or was it the radio, Blog Talk Radio itself. But it started off kind of rough, and I'm very kind of disappointed because it didn't start like I wanted it to, and I don't know if there was any problems on Blog Talk Radio's end, but it kind of threw me off a little bit. So, you have to understand this, too. When it comes to happiness, it is not the man's responsibility or that woman's responsibility to make you happy. You need to be already in a spot in your life where you are already happy, okay, that you already know what you want out of life. When you meet that person, your job is to add to what they're already having in their life, the positive impact they have in their life. Two positive people can't come out but nothing but positive. You have to understand that, oh, he doesn't make me happy. Okay, it's not his job to make you happy. Oh, she doesn't make me happy. It's not her job to make you happy. You need to learn and find your own happiness. Okay, and vice versa. It's not your place to make them happy. We spend our time, we spend years with people that we're trying to, I don't know what else to do. I don't know how to make her happy. It's not your job to make her happy. As a man, it's not your job. Your job is to protect her if you're the husband. The boyfriend is a whole different ballgame, and that's a whole other subject. I think boyfriends and husbands are two different things. Whether you got something going on with that person for years or whatever, I think a husband and a boyfriend is two different things, and I don't even put them in the same category. When you have a husband, he has more responsibility as far as taking care of the family and making things happen, opposed to a boyfriend. Because a boyfriend can come and go. Even though a husband can come and go, it's much harder for a husband to come and go than it does a wife. I mean, a boyfriend. A boyfriend can pack it up and move. A husband has to make different decisions because he's fully involved in the relationship when it comes to finances, when it comes to children, the whole nine yards. Some people say the husband is only on paper. No, to me, it's more deeper than just on paper. And I think that's very important. So when a decision is being made that, say, you guys no longer want to be together, you have to take in consideration there's children in the midst of all that. And when you're making that decision, and even with the boyfriend, it's almost the same, but it's a little bit different. To me, and that's just my opinion of it, is that it's a little bit different when the husband is involved opposed to the father or the baby's daddies or let's say the boyfriend. You know, it's more intense when you have a father involved. And I'm totally against it. Been there, done that. I don't believe in shacking. I don't believe in women and men living together, and then you produce a whole family, and neither one of you have made decisions to get married. Then you wonder why your children have a problem with being committed to one person or being married, you know. And then you having kids on top of that grandchildren, and you still, the guy has not been decent enough to marry you or respectful enough to say, hey, baby, I want it. Sometimes it's the woman's decision. To me, I think a man should marry the woman that he's with, if that's who he wants to be with, especially after you have so many kids together. I think a marriage, to me, is a more safer area to be in for a woman than to have a boyfriend and he packs up and leaves. It's safer to me, you know, is to have it on paper. Doesn't mean that anything different is going to happen, but it's a security thing for me, is to be married. I just don't believe in having a generation after generation of shacking. I just don't believe in that. And that's my preference. If I'm going to be be with somebody, I'd rather for him to have his own place and I have mine if we're not married. But you're not shacking with me. We're not sharing bills together. We're not doing any of that. You have your own place. You have your own thing. I have mine. And that's just how I am. I can't speak for everybody else because everybody else wants to do it their way. And women nowadays prefer not to be married. But I prefer, if I'm not going to be married, I prefer to have my own place with my, and if I have children, I prefer to take care of my children. I prefer to put my man to the side and make sure that I have everything for my children first. You know, some women's mindset is that he's going to come in and take care of me and all I got to do is do these certain things. No, baby. Reality checks in. No, it doesn't always fall out like that. I have friends that have houses, cars, who have everything they want, and there's not a man in sight. She did it for herself, and she did it for her children. And she feels comfortable with that. Oh, she's lonely, okay? But she wants to wait till her children are out of her home before she gets involved with anybody, which to me, I like that idea. I truly like that idea. I think it's a great idea. Okay, women, let's not do this thing. This burns me up. It tees me off just a little bit. When women find themselves in relationship with married men, not only are you in a relationship with a married man, you're having kids for a married man. You're bringing all these children in here, illegitimate children, okay, because they are. He's basically really, truly not going to take care of them. You're going to wind up taking care of them yourself. It's a way for you to hold on to him. Not only do you have one child by him, you have a whole family, you know. So now he's got your family and he's got his family, okay. And he's probably not taking care of your family because he's too busy taking care of his family, okay. Where do you come in on your mindset, in your mindset, to stop having babies? Use protection. If he's not going to, you use protection. You can't accidentally keep getting pregnant. Oh, I had by accident. No, that's because you're having a lot of unprotected sex. And do you understand how dangerous it is for you to have a lot of unprotected sex with this man? Simply because not only is he having sex with you, he's having sex with his wife. Okay? So whatever you have, he's giving it to his wife every time he sleeps with his wife, which I think is wrong. I really, truly think it's wrong. And that we as women need to get a grip on who we are and where do we stand in our life and how do we position ourselves when it comes to our children. Stop it. Stop having babies. Stop taking care of these men. You say, oh, my God, she's really bold. No, stop taking care of these men. They're not your husbands. They belong to somebody else. Quit getting mad at the wife. Quit fighting the wife. Quit doing stupid stuff to get his attention. Stop it. Let it go. If he went back to his wife, let him stay with his wife. Let him and his wife work whatever it is that they have to work out. It's not your place to try to ruin his life with his wife. She is married to him. You are not. What makes you think you have more power and jurisdiction over him? You don't. He belongs to her. If they took a vow together, they stood in front of a church, I mean, in front of a preacher, and took vows together, what it is your place to badmouth that woman, to be mean to her, to treat her like crap, and then get mad at her and want to fight her? That's her husband. Stop the madness. Stop the madness, women. Young women, older women, because you got older women acting like younger women. Or immature women. Grow up, take care of what you need to take care of, and move on with your life. Yeah, it's not a lot of single men out there, I understand that. Well, there might be a lot of single men out there, but there's not a lot of good single men out there. Maybe it's not your time. Maybe you need to wait. Maybe you need to preoccupy yourself with your education. Maybe you need to preoccupy yourself with your job, what's more important, making sure you have your job, texting him all the time, calling him, tagging him. All of that stuff to me is a waste of time, and it shows how immature and insecure you are, Well, he does the same thing. That goes for him, too. If he's got time to control you and he's got a wife, then there's a problem. If he tells you he don't want you to go nowhere and he's got a wife, there's a problem. And you know what? The problem not only lies with him, it lies with you because you're allowing him to tell you these things. You're allowing him to control you when he really doesn't have any control. You have to put a stop to something. It's up to you to put a stop to something. You have to know when enough is enough. And when you don't know that, then he doesn't know it, and he's going to continue to do it because he's getting something out of it. Women, another thing that just burns me up. Quit taking care of a married man. What are you doing putting gas in a married man's car when he's got a wife? Okay? He's working to give money to his household while your household goes without because you're giving him money. No. Trust funds, taking trust funds and buying stuff for a man. Come on, that's your children's trust fund. Do you know how devastating that is and how eventually you're going to get yours? I do not understand the concept of us women. We want to know everything. We want to be so smart and we want to do this and we got this going on. But when it's all over, you guys have self-esteem problems. Why are you taking care of a grown man? Why? There's nowhere in the Bible that it says that a woman is supposed to take care of a single man. There's nowhere where it makes sense. And you go through all the drama for what? Because he's not only bullcrapping you, he's bullcrapping this one over here and he's bullcrapping that one over there. And you steady fighting other women over your man, or you're hurting yourself over a man. I was reading today in the newspaper that just brings a story to mind where this lady was angry at her boyfriend and she went over to his house. She stuck her fist through the window, cut a main artery. Guess where she's at? She's dead. Guess where he's at? He's at his house. She killed herself not on purpose, but accidentally. Behind her boyfriend, mad and angry at her boyfriend. You're gone. And he's still here, and he's with whoever he wants to be with. It's not worth it. To me, I'm more important than that, than the drama. I'm much more important than the drama, for me. I don't know about anybody else, but for me, I'm much more important than the drama. And my children are much more important than the drama. I'm not taking care of a grown man. I'm not doing it for nobody. Now, my husband gets sick and he can no longer work, that's a whole different ballgame. He's my husband. We have agreement together. We have a life together. But I'm not going to, if he was to quit his job, I'm not taking care of him. He's going to have to find another job or I'm gone. We already realized that. That's a discussion we had from the get-go. And I don't want him to think that he has to take care of me if I don't work. If I purposely quit my job and sit at home and I'm not trying to do anything, then he has a right to let me go because I don't want to be a burden to him. I want to be forever being able to take care of myself as opposed to not bringing nothing to the table because I believe in two people should bring things to the table, not just one. There's no longer a head of the household. You have two heads heading that household. Because if I go out and work and he goes out and work and I contribute to the bills and he contributes to the bills, there's no one head household. Head of household is the person who's bringing in all. And if you're only bringing in, if you're not bringing in all and it's two of y'all together, there's no head of household. That's just my concept. That's not yours. You don't have to take on what I'm saying. But that's my concept about what the head of household is supposed to be. Kids. That caught up in all this mess, we're not thinking about them. We're thinking about ourselves. Those children deserve better. Those children see what happens. Those children are caught up in all the drama, the crying, the watching, the fighting back and forth, the disrespectfulness from the man to the woman, the woman catching the man, and the kids involved, and the woman using the kids to get back at the man. Life is too short. It's too much going on. People are losing their jobs left and right. There's much more in life for us to be worried about than all the extra drama. Drama queens out there, because there are drama queens that look for all of this, don't want a quiet relationship with somebody, wants all the fighting, the arguing, and the madness all the time. Stop it. Get a grip. Do the right thing and take care of your family. Quit having all these babies for all these men who are not about nothing. Okay? Stop it. Let your child grow up into some sort of happiness. With all that's going on in the world, a child should be able to come home to a comfortable home where he can eat, sleep, and enjoy and be with his family. He shouldn't have to put up with that because they did not ask to come here. Those kids did not ask to come here. Okay? The reason God allows us to have children so that we can raise them up in the way that they may turn around and come back to him. That's all we were supposed to do. We're caregivers. We're to maintain those children while their time is on earth or while our time is on earth. We're not supposed to mistreat them and neglect them for our men. So if you're having all these children and you're just popping them out left and right and you're not being beneficial to them, stop having the children. Get your tubes tied. Get your hysterectomy. Whatever you have to do, do it. Do not bring all these children in the world and not take care of them. Now, I'm done with that. If you have any questions or comments, like I said, you can write me back. Excuse me, you can call me back at 347-677-1748. Okay? Now I want to talk to the men. I want to say happy Father's Day to all our men out there. I want to read this poem by a good friend of mine. He's a chaplain where I work at. His name is Byron Singleton. And he wrote a poem about his father and how he felt about his father. And the name of the poem is called My Hero. As we think about who has impacted my life the most, this list is not very long, for there is truly one I must loudly boast. This man touches my life for a short time of God-ordained years, and I know a day will come when my eyes will be filled with tears. There are so many people whose heroes are sports, TV, or movie stars, but I am so glad that God placed my hero very close to me and not very far. My hero is my daddy, for he has taught me the difference between right and wrong. And Daddy, let me know that God and my family is to whom I really belong. There are so many times that Daddy demonstrated how to deal with trials and tests. For how many times does this old life leave us feeling like we can't get out of this mess? But Daddy showed me if I trust in God, do what the Lord says, and please him in every way, for when the trials and tests are over, and with God on my side, I'll have victory each and every day. Daddy also taught me how to live my life with integrity and to love unconditionally as a Christian man. And when attacked and bombarded by Satan, I do what Daddy says. I firmly stand. My journey has not been easy because I have had to fight for every blessing in my life. Now, as I continue to walk with the Lord, the lessons of my daddy will help me to overcome all the strife. I have been told by so many people how proud Daddy was when his child was on the way. He used to rub Mama's belly and tell the world that his precious baby was coming soon one day. I am getting comfort from knowing so much of Daddy is now living and flowing in me. So, Daddy, I do my best to make you proud that I'm part of your family. Daddy are larger than life and are forever in my heart. Keep guiding me so when I leave this world, I will have made my mark. If it is not for you leading our family to pray and fast and read the Bible and believe God to save my precious soul, I know that my eternal destiny would have been without God and experiencing hell's black hole. I remember the day God called me to his child and the words of wisdom you shared with me. What you did for me that day was remind me that nothing would ever thwart my eternal destiny. So, Daddy, please know for years you have been my hero that has given me my direction. For I know that what you share with me is because of a holy and divine spiritual connection. When you faced the greatest fight that any man could ever face, I watched in awe how you continued to demonstrate unconditional love and God's amazing grace. As I live my life and minister to people, I will hide my hero in my heart, which says, you are here. Today we celebrate your life and faith. We lift our glasses and we honor our hero and say cheers. Daddy, every day we experience sickness, disease, anxiety, or fear. But your witness has taught me that Jesus is always with me, and in our hearts, he's always very near. Happy Father's Day. And again, that's Chaplain Byron Singleton who wrote this, and he's a good friend of mine at work. And I think that's a beautiful poem for all fathers. And again, happy Father's Day. But that's a good note. All you fathers out there who are making a mark in your child's life, I give you kudos. Okay, I congratulate you. But I have something I want to say about fathers that's probably on a little bit on the rough side. But please bear with me because you know I have to eat you up whenever I get an opportunity to do it. Okay. First of all, do you understand every male child you produce is a legacy and a generation? So what are you doing when you spend time dropping your sperm all over the place, not looking back to see what happens? Take responsibility for the member in your pants. It's yours. No one can trick you into using it. If you're not planning on staying in that baby's life, use protection. Our queens are dying because of lack of responsibility. Stop abusing and degrading our queens, especially the ones who stand by you, even when you don't want to stand by her. They are not a piece of property. They are human beings. To make you feel strong, putting her down is not the answer, especially when you do it in front of her kids. If you can't afford to take care of the kids, do both of you a favor and move on. Stop allowing women to fight over you when you have no use to either one of them. Be man enough to stand up and say you can't do it so that your family can try and help you through whatever it is that you need. That is what your wife is for. Stop living with women. Get your own place. If you're dating, let her come stay with you sometimes. Look, get and keep a job. It's a self-esteem thing. Take pride in yourself. Remember you have a generation that is watching you. Set examples, start your own business, but make sure it's legal. Quit hanging on the corners, holding your pants up and squeezing your crotch, smoking weed and drinking. Show your young men how proud they can be. Teach them their history. Let them know that they are kings, that they are a strong image of what is to come. Stay involved in their lives so many of your young black men who don't have fathers. There are so many young black men who don't have fathers. You consider yourself a man, then stop allowing a judge to dictate to you what you have to pay to take care of your children. Remember, every child you produce, they cost money to survive, just like it costs your parents to raise you. The state or taxpayers shouldn't have to pay for your responsibility. Stop sending yourselves to prison and then expect a woman to wait for you, sending your commissary and visiting you. She deserves better. Please, don't get me wrong. If you didn't do anything wrong, then that's good that she's standing by you. But there are you out there that refuse to change and continue to stay in trouble. What are you showing your boys? You can't do them any good by not being part of their lives. Break the chain and make a difference. Statistics show that there are more African-American kids in foster care than any others. Also, that they are last to be adopted. Stop preying on young girls. No matter how they are built, they are someone's baby girl. Would you want someone or some man who you're not, wait a minute, I'm sorry,
would you want someone or some man thinking sexual thoughts about your daughter? You are a very important piece of the puzzle. Stand up, protect what is yours, teach the teachable, and reach the reachable. Be strong, live strong, and stay strong. With that, I want to add a little bit more to that. Men, don't get mad at the woman when she becomes pregnant. Don't get mad at her because she didn't do it by herself. Now, if you fathered that child and you know that child is yours without a doubt, take care of it. If you just can bring Pampers over every now and then, help take care of your child. Babysit your child. Understand, it's not always a woman's fault. It's her fault because she allows herself to lay there and have unprotected sex with you. It's her fault. But it's your fault because nobody can control what's in your pants. And nobody can control what's between her legs. She has to stand up, and so do you. A child is innocent. He gets caught or she gets caught in the middle of all the drama, and it's not fair to her. Just get a grip. I know young men who are younger than me who are fathers of 5 and 6 children. I don't get it, and you're not taking care of none of them. I do not get it. I know young man who's 35 years old, and it just blowed my mind when I found out, has 7 kids. I'm still working on one. Well, I'm not working on anymore because he's 26 years old. I'm just amazed. 7 children and not working and not attempting to get a job and not paying child support. No way. Not spending one dime or time with his children. We have a large population of our African-American men who are fathers that are locked up. What are you benefiting your child? None. None. I think the ideal that I have to go visit my dad in prison and he's not contributing any kind of way to my life, I think that is so horrible for a young man, for a young African-American man to have to go through that or to be humiliated in that way. Everybody makes mistakes, and I'm not knocking that, and I'm not sitting on my judgment seat trying to judge you. But give that child a chance to have positive things happen in his life. Step up to the plate, even after the mistakes you've made. Step up to the plate and say, you know what, baby? I made a mistake. Daddy's here now. I'm here, and I'm going to do the best I can. You have convicted felons. Barely can get a job to survive for his family because of the mistakes he made in the past. And he continued to make. And, you know, the excuse that I got to survive for my family, I got to do this for my family, I don't believe it. I'm sorry. You can't blow that smoke up my butt. That's an excuse, a total cop-out. And it's a degrading, disgraceful cop-out for any African-American man to allow a woman to maintain the household and take care of her, him, and all the kids. I think it's a disgrace. It should be a prideful disgrace to men to do that to your woman or to your girlfriend or to your wife. She's working her tail off, working 2 and 3 jobs to maintain the household. Because you know what? If she don't do it, are you doing it? You lazy, good for nothing, no job, no nothing, no future, no type of plans of life. Why? Why? It's very important that you pick a time and a place to be part of your child's life. A child, to be honest with you, only wants your attention. You can buy them all the fancy things in the world. A child just simply wants your attention. Everybody wants to belong to something or someone.
And that's why the streets get a hold to our children. That's why strangers get a hold to our children. That's why the juvenile system gets a hold to our children. Because guess what? Now they belong. They belong to something. Somebody's paying some type of attention to them. When all the time all they needed was mom and dad to stand up. Quit fighting and bickering among each other and just stand up and pay attention to us. That's all a child is asking. And for all you fathers out there who are taking the time out to stand up, pay attention to your child, I take my hat off to you because you're worth it. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. All you other men out there who are a disgrace to our race and to the strength of our race, get off your butt. Get a job, regardless of what it is. You don't have a choice. You have babies to take care of. Stop taking my money, taxpayers' money, which is me. I work every day, and using it for welfare and food stamps for your children that you're not taking care of. I have a problem with that. Take care of your children. Make them a example in life. Give them a reason to want to get up and make something out of themselves. Be great role models, not just good role models. Be great role models for your children. Kobe Bryant, Tiger Woods, those are not role models for your children. They're role models for their children. You're the role model for your children. Daughters, and mothers, be great role models for your daughters. Quit bringing all these different men up in the house and calling them daddy. It's not fair to the child. Stop it. Get a grip. Put your life back together. Love your child. If you don't go to church, at least allow your children to go to church. Okay? Watch where they go. Know who they talk to or hang out with. Know the houses that they go visit. It's so much dangerous stuff happening to children nowadays. You know, people are grabbing children up, molesting them, you know, abusing them on a daily basis. Know your children. Fathers, 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 step up to the plate, pick up the bat, and swing it. And swing it with everything you have so that we can save our children. Save them from the streets, save them from strangers, save them from everything that is not good for them. Love them unconditionally, because you know what? Lots of times children, they love their parents unconditionally. No matter how messed up their parents are, no matter how many fights they see, they love their fathers and their mothers. When they're being mistreated or neglected, they still love their parents. They still love them. Show them that same kind of love. Pay more attention to them. Educate them. Learn with them. Read with them. Take them places. Do things with them. That's all a child wants. That's all a child wants, is to know that they're loved and taken care of. Quit making our children mothers, babysitters for all the babies that you keep having out of wedlock, knowing good and well that man is not going to take care of you. I know young girls that are 21, 22 years old with 4 and 5 kids. I do not understand it. And no man in sight. No man in sight. And when she has a boyfriend, every time you see her, her stomach is out. Stop it. Get a grip on your life. Get a grip on you. Make it happen for yourself. Get an education. Make things happen for yourself. Work. Whatever you have to do in a time like this when there's no jobs, get creative. Get creative. Make it happen for yourself. Allow life to work for you. It's all up to you. And again, I want to say happy Father's Day. And I'm going to work on getting my next show in for next week, if possible. I will be letting you know ahead of time. show will be. You can catch me at www.arzandacherry.com. You can email me at arzandacherry@yahoo.com or sensible64@yahoo.com or chocolatebun59@hotmail.com. I have other email addresses, but I'm trying to kind of simmer everything down to one or two email addresses that everyone can contact me at. Again, I want to say thank you for stopping by and listening to my show. This is another segment of Blog Talk Radio. I'll see you later. Take care and good night. This has been Lily 44 at Blog Talk Radio.